Reagan Institute did a poll. 80% of Americans believe Iran is an enemy, the United States. Now, where are the other 20%?
I don't know who the other 20 are.
They're all in New York and Connecticut. I'll leave that aside. But what you have done with the economic fury, you basically turned their water off. Maybe you want to say, how long can they go? They're not meeting payrolls. They're not meeting retirement. They're not showing up for work. You've closed down their offshore bank accounts. You've closed down their oil operations. You basically closed the whole place down. It's kind of all over but the shouting, it seems to me.
Well, Treasury, we're doing the financial blockade, and the U.S. Navy, who, you want to talk about a group that hasn't been this active since World War II, it's the Navy.
Yes.
They've done an incredible job. And when I talked to General Kane and the Secretary Hegseth, they said, like, these young people aren't afraid. They want to fight. This is what they signed up for. Mm. And some of the precision that where they blockaded the Iranian ports, with virtually or perhaps zero intrusions, have been amazing. Karg Island, which is the Iranian oil export facility, is shut down.
You basically turned that off.
The blockade did that. We think they have the lowest amount of oil on the water. Their only client is China. And I would point out that the Iranians made a very big strategic mistake, because everyone said, the Iranians attacked the GCC and the infrastructure, and that really makes them invulnerable.